Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ah yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for July 11th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Sponsored by MistressCarrie.com. It's Christmas in July. Get 10% off of everything in the Mistress Carrie online store. Use the code July2022 at checkout. Seether have shared a new version of their song, What Would You Do?, featuring Gavin Rossdale from Bush. The song originally appeared on last year's Wasteland, the Purgatory EP, and is included on the just-released deluxe edition of the band's acclaimed 2020 album, Civis Pacem Parabellum. The Pretty Reckless canceled three shows over the weekend after singer Taylor Momsen tested positive for COVID-19. The announcement came one day before the band was set to kick off their co-headlining tour with Hailstorm. King's X recently announced their first new album in 14 years called Three Sides of One. The album is set for release on September 2nd, alongside a handful of European tour dates this fall. Unfortunately, those dates have now been canceled after guitarist Ty Tabor was diagnosed with what's being called a, quote, illness requiring vigilant monitoring. The Who have unveiled details on their second album called Rumble of Thunder. The 12-track second album is set for release on September 2nd and includes This Is Mongol, their first single release back in May, and the new song Black Thunder. You can pre-order the album online. The Who are set to tour with Five Finger Death Punch, Megadeth, and Fire From the Gods later this summer. The Killers debuted a new song they call Boy during a headlining set at the Mad Cool Festival in Madrid. Frontman Brandon Flowers explained that Boy originated from the same sessions as their most recent album, last year's Pressure Machine. Rob Zombie has officially finished filming the new Munsters movie, taking to Instagram saying, quote, well, it's a wrap on everyone involved with the Munsters. Thanks to Budapest, you've been great. Enjoy your new Mockingbird Lane. Next stop, the airport. Rob Zombie is getting ready to head on the road with Mudvayne, Static X, and Powerman 5000. The tour kicks off on July 20th with a stop in Mansfield, Massachusetts at the Xfinity Center on July 30th. Johnny Depp has dropped his new single, The Death and the Resurrection, a cover of the 2003 Killing Joke song that has Johnny Depp teaming up with Jeff Beck. The song appears on the upcoming collaborative album called 18 that's due out this Friday. Five Finger Death Punch have released their latest single called Times Like These. The track is off of their upcoming album, Afterlife, which is scheduled for release on August 19th. Zoltan Bathory from Five Finger Death Punch says, quote, "This record is the most diverse album that we've ever done. It's very different from everything we've ever done, and yet it sounds like us." Jon Bon Jovi has teamed up with Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons of Kiss. The trio are collaborating on the new Hampton Water Frosé, a frozen slushy-style drink that's on sale this summer at Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons' Rockin' Brews restaurant chain. The drink is inspired by the Bon Jovi family's rosé brand, Hampton Water, created by Bon Jovi and his son, Jesse. Rage Against the Machine launched their public service announcement tour with a concert in Wisconsin over the weekend, marking the first performance together in more than a decade. The 16-song set was filled with all the classics. They also covered Bruce Springsteen's The Ghost of Tom Joad and played three songs they haven't played live since 2008, Tire Me, Without a Face, and War Within a Breath. According to Rolling Stone, the band didn't address the crowd during the show, but they did include some intense visuals on the massive LED screens behind them. 12-year-old drumming phenom Nandi Bushell has been invited by the Foo Fighters to pay tribute to Taylor Hawkins on September 3rd at Wembley Stadium. Saying online, "Mr. Grohl, it would be an honor to join you on stage in my tribute to my hero and friend, the legendary Taylor Hawkins. With these sticks that he gave me, I'm going to rock harder than I have ever rocked in my life. This one's for you, Taylor." Variety is reporting that the Duffer Brothers are set to launch a Stranger Things spin-off series, as well as a stage play. Neither project has been detailed with any of the plot overviews, other than it will revolve around the same lore and universe of the original series. Stranger Things has become the second Netflix series to cross the 1 billion hours viewed mark behind Squid Game. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all the stories, check the show notes of this podcast. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 109 featuring Frank Bello from Anthrax is available now.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to sing it.
We're singing words now.
We'll even sing the business part.
Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive.
Now that's a commercial you'll remember, even if you don't remember the bundle and save with Progressive part.
We're singing that commercial.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is the end of the jingle.
A jingle about insurance.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.